The same is true of business. The same is true in life. In order for us to grow, there are seasons where you're focusing on growing your social media account and it's just not growing. Heck, you might even be losing followers. And you start questioning yourself, thinking, am I doing something wrong? Am I doing something incorrect? Maybe not. Maybe what's really happening is you're getting rid of the people who were never meant to follow you because you finally found your niche and you're focusing on that like a sniper. And you're just focusing on that. And sometimes you have to lose before you gain. You're listening to the Keneppin' It Real Jodcast. This is your host, Seth Kniep. This is Seth Kniep, Keneppin' It Real. Welcome back to the Jodcast. Today is going to be one simple topic. It'll probably be one of the shorter ones, but I want to talk about a concept that so many people need to hear, and I hope this helps you a ton. And if you're listening, you can probably hear a little bit of squeaking in the background. That is because today I brought my special guest, Delilah. This is my wife's toy Australian Shepherd. For those of you guys who can't see, she's like under a pound. She's super tiny, super light, literally slept in the palm of my hand one evening. And she is our special guest. And there's a reason she's on today, and I'll explain that to you in a moment. Today, I'm going to talk about what to do when you are working hard, but you're not getting the results that you want. Every single person who succeeds in life runs into this problem. There are seasons where you're going to pour a lot of time, money, exhaustion into your relationships, your business, your health, whatever it is you're trying to succeed at, and you're not getting the results that you want. Well, the reason I brought Delilah with us as our special guest today, I'm going to let her sit here on the table. Maybe she'll chill out a little bit. It's okay. The reason I brought her today, oh, she wants my tea. She just took a sip of my tea. She likes that tea. Is because Delilah is my wife's new baby dog. She's a puppy. And right now, my wife is spending an exorbitant amount of hours training her how to sit, how to stay, how to come. She's now teaching her how to shake, how to not poop and pee on the bed or in the house. And sometimes she will have my wife up at 2 a.m. because she has to pee. Or she'll wake up at 5 a.m. and start nibbling on her earlobes and hair, waking her up, and then my wife can't get back to sleep for the rest of the day. This dog is full of energy. Well, building a business or working on anything in your life is like this sometimes, where you are so focused on building it, it can get discouraging because you're not getting the results that you want. Here's the key. In order for my wife to train Delilah well and to discipline her into an obedient dog that is pleasant, my wife has to discipline herself. In other words, you're only as good at disciplining as you are at disciplining yourself. The more disciplined my wife is, the more obedient the dog is. And someday we'll get a great ROI on that investment when she comes, when she's called, when she poops and pees only outside, when she can go on walks, when she obeys, when she heals, and all those other really cool things that a dog can do when they become one of your best friends. But the path getting there is difficult. And when you're building your business, you're working on a relationship, you're trying to succeed in your health, what you're really running up against a lot of times is not external forces, but internal forces. I've gone through this so many times and continue to have to learn this every day. What I mean is there are times in your life where you're not going to see things changing around you. They're just not going to change. And it can feel hopeless. It can be depressing. It can be discouraging, overwhelming. But just consider for a moment that those are the moments where you are growing on the inside. And you know what the hardest part is? Sometimes you can't even see it because growth is incremental. It's like staring at a tree. If you stare at a tree and you just keep staring, can you actually see it's growing? No, you can't, but it is, especially when it's the roots going deeper. Did you know that in seasons where it's very dry or very cold or without water, those are the seasons where trees' roots go deeper into the ground. No one can see the roots going deeper. No one praises the roots going deeper. You sure as heck can't see fruit on the tree. And even though the leaves are gone because it's winter, the roots are going deeper. Why? So that later on in life, that tree can produce fruit that blesses everyone around it and underneath it. The same is true of business. The same is true in life. In order for us to grow, there are seasons where you're focusing on growing your social media account and it's just not growing. Heck, you might even be losing followers. And you start questioning yourself thinking, am I doing something wrong? Am I doing something incorrect? Maybe not. Maybe what's really happening is you're getting rid of the people who were never meant to follow you because you finally found your niche and you're focusing on that like a sniper. And you're just focusing on that. And sometimes you have to lose before you gain. But the better gift is you are growing on the inside as a result. What's happening is as you are going through the discouragement or frustrations of not getting your business or social media following, your health or relationships where they want, what's really happening is you are growing on the inside. Suddenly your identity is less dependent on the external results and you become more obsessed about the craft itself, about becoming good at what you can do. And those are sometimes the hardest moments because you have to be patient. Life comes in seasons. If you're expecting for every $1 you invest into your life, and I'm using this symbolically, that you receive $1 out of it extra 1 week later, you will be constantly discouraged. There could be a whole year where you're investing literally in stocks and you don't see returns yet. There could be 2 years you're building up a real estate business and you're yet not profitable yet. But the reason you keep going is two things. Number one, these are the two ways you can get through these low times. Number one, you have a vision. You know exactly what you want long term. You have clarity on the future, even though you're not seeing those results yet. And number two, because you know your roots are growing deeper so that you can become the kind of person you need to be in order to handle that level of success. Early on in my marriage, a lot of people told me and my wife that if you can get through the first 7 years successfully, you're probably gonna make it. They quoted these statistics about how this is true. And so we, after the seventh year, we thought, hey, we're good. We were very wrong. It was our 10th year of marriage in 2010 that was really difficult. And we went through a lot of suffering and we almost got divorced and we had 4 little kids. Looking back, even though from 2010 to 2013, I like to call my wandering years, the years where I just felt purposeless and I was suffering a lot, even into 2014 and 15, but that's when I began to change and start looking for opportunity and growing and start taking ownership. Those years were so difficult. But if I hadn't gone through that dry season, I do not think at all, in fact, I know this for a fact, I would not enjoy the bounty I receive now as a result. Because that's what it took to deepen me as a person. And I don't want you to get the impression that I figured out the secret and now I have it and I'm passing it on to you and you'll be successful too if you do just what I did. Everyone's story is different and I'm still learning. But the principles are universal. You reap what you sow. If you want to climb the mountain, your legs are going to burn. If you want to grow your muscles, you're going to sweat. If you want your relationships to work, that means you're going to have to go through a few thousand fights and learn how to fight well in order to understand each other better and take ownership for yourself. If you're looking for a career, then sometimes it's going to hurt for a while to get to a point where you even know what that career is. And a lot of people struggle because they say, well, Seth, that sounds great. Yeah, I got two motivations. If I know my vision, that'll keep me motivated, what I want in the future. And if I know I'm growing, that'll keep me going. But Seth, what if I don't have a vision? What if I don't know what I want to do? You're not going to like my answer. It's okay. It's okay. It took me until my mid to late 30s before I really realized what I was supposed to do. For the longest time, I thought I was supposed to be in full-time ministry. What I didn't realize is at that time, I was trying to help other people, and I didn't realize I was doing this, to fix the broken places inside of me. And that's why from 2010 to 2013 was a season of me having to receive and grow, and I had nothing to give to others because I was so broken apart on the inside, and there's nothing wrong with that either. You might go through a season where you have nothing. You literally like, I'm just barely surviving today. How in the world am I gonna help other people? And that's okay too. That could be a season you're in as well. At age 43, with a lot to learn, having gone through many ups and downs, I hope that gives you some perspective that if you're in a low point, if you're feeling discouraged, if you're working really hard, like Seth, I put in 3 punches and my opponent sent me back 6. So I hit him 6 more times and he hit me back 12 times and I'm on my face. Okay? All right? That's normal. The only question is, did you get back up again? This is Seth Kniep, Kniep It Real. I wish you an awesome day.